getting past the Boston Celtics was that plateau that nobody thought they could get to. Nobody thought they were capable of winning that series. Overcoming that, beating the Boston Celtics, advancing to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, beating the defending champs, doing what nobody thought they could do is incredible. It's been as much fun. It's led to parties in the streets, and rightfully parties in the streets. It's been an incredible run here on The Fan. It's an incredible run with the fan base. It's been glorious. It's been everything we could have hoped for. We've seen Jalen Brunson rise to the occasion and just further his superstar status and best closer in the game status and King of New York status and whatever other status you want from him. It's continued that. Karl Anthony Towns has, you know, kind of come and gone with what we think about him, but ultimately the way he performed in game number six, this team, Tibbs, Leon Rose, it's been an incredible story culminating in this moment, but that's not good enough. It's not good enough. They have to go win this series because they can. And I don't know how often things change, right? Superstars go. Who knows where Giannis is going to be next year? Who knows where Kevin Durant is going to be next year? Who knows where anybody's going to be next year? Who knows what the landscape of the NBA, how healthy the Knicks will be, whatever the case may be. It has taken 25 years to get here. Now that they're here, they have to do it. And as much as I just said, Jalen Brunson has continued to further his greatness and up his standing in this city with this fan base. This is another legacy series. These series continue to be legacy series. If he, you know, if we're going to hold him up to this standard that so far it's felt like he's earned, this is another series. Like, we could talk about a lot of the game plan and a lot of what they need and key situations and key adjustments and key matchups that we think between these two teams and Halliburton and the speed and the athleticism and the transition offense that they provide at the Pacers and Halliburton and Siakam, who was a real problem for them last year, and the fact that they roll 9-10 deep and how important Karl Anthony Towns is going to be in this series and their defense and blah, 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 blah. And all of that is true, and we'll get into it. But I still sit here today in the NBA that is built on superstars, and I am looking for Jalen Brunson to take over these games. Now, he doesn't have to do it every minute of every game of this entire series, but this is where legends are built. This is where you can't afford to lose. This is an opportunity to get through Boston, not have to play Cleveland, to have a team that they absolutely should have beaten last year, would have beaten last year if not for injuries. A team that's damn good playing in their second consecutive Eastern Conference Finals with a superstar of their own who's got a chip on his shoulder after being voted the most overrated player in the NBA. And they just took down the beast that is the Cleveland Cavs. And I don't want to hear that they were compromised. We all know they were, but it doesn't matter. But this is the first real path to an NBA championship. This is the first time we've gotten this close to the sun in 25 years. And it can't be squandered. And so, yeah, look, I think Karl Anthony Towns is a huge factor. We see how this team is different when the offense is able to run through him, especially early, set the tone, be physical, get to the basket, play defense. I'm curious to see if Mitch Robinson and him being on the floor at the same time is something that they feel works in this series as much as they felt, as Tibbs felt, it worked in the Boston series, because Mitch Robinson has meant so much. But Karl Anthony Towns, they are a different team when he's able to take over and take control of the game early on and have the offense run through him. That is going to be, I'm looking for that in game one. We're obviously looking for the defense from both the two wing stops, right? OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges, and how important they are defensively. And being able to close out this team that likes to shoot, close out this team that likes to run. Like, they're a better team defensively, I think you could argue, this year because of Mikal Bridges at the end of these games and how he's been able to play. But really, you look at Leon Rose, you look at Tibbs, you look at how this team was put together specifically for this, put together specifically to beat the Boston Celtics, and they did it. And you look at the additions of this team. You look at Karl-Anthony Towns, as we saw last night, Julius Randle go off in the first half of his Western Conference Finals game. Now, they ended up losing, but he was incredible in the first half, hitting 5 of 6 from three-point land. He was going off in that game. Minnesota jumped out to a lead. Like, the difference that the moves that were made this year to make this team a championship contender are right here. And they are at the forefront, along with Jalen Brunson, on whether or not this team can get this accomplished and move past the Indiana Pacers, who are an excellent team, but a beatable team. And now we're in heartbreak land. Like, now we're in where we get emotional as fans. Like, we went into the Boston series, right? We went in as a one fan base and we left as another. Because we went in as, it was a really hard-fought series against the Pistons, a lot of fun. But, like, let's be honest, nobody really expected the Knicks to win that series. And we went in hoping to make a series of it and make a run of it. They stole game one. And even then, I don't know how high the optimism was. But we went in as a team, a fan base of fun year. At least they didn't lose to the Pistons. Now we're going to try and take on the beast. But ultimately, let's make a series of it. Let's see where we are as a team. Let's see what adjustments we need to be made. But now, having made it through that gauntlet, having made it past David, I mean Goliath, rather, excuse me. Having been David, making it through Goliath, like having made that hurdle, now we get ready for a series that everyone expects us to win, that we believe we can win. And now the emotion is the anticipation, the excitement also has that little bit of tinge, that nervous energy. Because if they would have lost to the Celtics in 6, right? If they would have lost to the Celtics in 5, we would have been disappointed. We would have been convinced that last year's team was better. We would have been curious about the future of the franchise and what we can do to get better. But it wouldn't have been heartbreaking, because we expected it. This is something different. This energy, as great as that series was and as incredible as those victories were, this is a different type of nervous energy because we expect to win. Because everyone's going to pick the Knicks in this series. We're all going to, you know, anticipate moving on to the first NBA Finals in 26 years. Like, this is what we're all expecting, what we're all anticipating. Now heartbreak is on the table. Now devastation is on the table. There is no safety net of, hey, they were the better team. No one's going to buy that. And these are the type of series that make kings. And we believe we have one. We believe we have a king of New York. We believe we have the best closer in basketball. We believe we have someone like we thought we had in Patrick Ewing to take us over the top and bring that first championship back to the city since 1973. We believe in him on another level. And this is the series he has to take this one down, send this Knicks team back to the NBA Finals, and prove he is who we think he is. I'm not saying if he, you know, I'm not going to kill him if he doesn't. We're still going to love him, but this is where legacies are made. This is where heroes are born. This is going to be an incredible series. This is going to be one of the more fun times of our lives as Knicks fans, because again, we've seen it. I don't know what the next 25 years bring. It's real nice to think that they'll be back next year and this is going to be just the beginning of a run of playing in these series year in and year out. I have no idea. I have no idea what next year brings. I can't wait for tonight. This is a huge game and a huge series, a huge moment for Karl-Anthony Towns, who was in the building Sunday night, was showered with love, talked about how important it was, grew up a Yankee fan, grew up a New York City guy, and right now he has a chance, and Brunson has a chance, and Mikal Bridges has a chance, and Hart has a chance, and OG Anunoby has a chance to become heroes in this town. Because although they never won a championship, Charles Oakley is a hero in this town. Mason is a hero in this town. John Starks, still at the games. Larry Johnson, still at the games. Latrell Sprewell, still at the games. Allen Houston, still showing up to these games, part of the organization. Like, you live forever. You do these things for the New York Knicks. You live forever. you have moments like this. You live forever. You put down the Pacers and head to the NBA Finals. It's a series about legacy and glory and obviously basketball and matchups and Tibbs. I mean, Pat Riley, because of the manner in which he left, maybe, and the nature of his brief stint, is probably short of you know, hero in this town, but Van Gundy will always be remembered. And when I think of that Knicks team, I think of the slick back hair, Pat Riley in his suit. Like, these are the, like, this has lived with us forever. It's time to have new memories. It's time to have new heroes. It's time to make it past the Eastern Conference Finals and get to their first NBA Finals and win their first damn championship, because they are capable of it, baby. And I haven't been able to say that. We haven't been able to say that in forever.